Eagle 98.1 is the rock station, and today during the Southern Drive at 5, I've got quite a treat for your afternoon commute entertainment. Proud to welcome to the line the one and only Dennis Miller. Dennis, how are you doing today?
Oh, if you can't be good at drive time after work on Fridays, heading into a beautiful weekend, we'll do it. The nice Super Bowl parties on Sunday. You can't be happy. So I'm great today. How are you?
I am wonderful. So Dennis is going to grace the stage at the very awesome L'Auberge Baton Rouge, Saturday, February 9th. And we're a rock station, Dennis, by the way. So we've got a classic rock lean, just so you know who you're speaking to here.
Beautiful. I just read a cool book in that era by Patty Boyd, who was married to George Harrison.
Yes.
Something for her. And then Harrison's best friend, Clapton, writes Layla for her. She ends up married to both of them. And that's the part of it that interested me the least. But the reveal it gave on the classic rock era is great. So anybody who's doing an archaeological dig on that era and what it was like socially, that was a perfect book for that.
Yeah, that's awesome. What was the name of it again?
You Look Beautiful Tonight or something. It's by Patty Boyd, who was the woman who was married to both of them. And I think he wrote two songs about her. Imagine that. That's Clapton comes. No, some guys bring candy. Imagine coming to your doorstep and saying, I've written this song called Layla for you.
Right.
And you're like, oh, well, thank you very much.
Right.
And then he watches you get ready for an evening and takes his guitar and writes something, that beautiful song, You Look Beautiful Tonight, or Beautiful Tonight, something like that.
And
that's the name of the book.
Yeah. You Look Wonderful Tonight, I think it is.
You Look Wonderful Tonight.
Yeah.
So while you're putting your makeup on, most guys are like tapping their watch going, honey, let's go, we're late.
And right.
They're noodling on his guitar. You look wonderful. But no wonder she married him.
But you do get bragging rights for years after that, I guess. So I've been a fan of yours since Saturday Night Live weekend updates, back when, you know, we actually all watched Saturday Night Live. But since then, you've been all over the place and, you know, I guess, quote unquote, accused of diving really deep into politics. I mean, even some friends I told I was interviewing you today, they brought that up. So I wanted to give you the chance to, you know, comment on that.
Well, you know what? I had a chance to be on a O'Reilly show once a week, and it was the number one rated cable thing. And I think for the 5 to 6 years I was there, I did once a week, and it was, I think they told me it was their highest rated segment. And then we'd go out on the road once a month. So quite frankly, when everybody like tries to peel it back and say, he must really burn to say these things, the person who hired me had a political show. You know, when the person who hired me was football, I tried to do that. When the person who hired me was Saturday Night Live, I excoriated Reagan. I don't change my political beliefs, but quite frankly, at some point, if somebody hires you, you have to. I can't go on O'Reilly once a week and talk about non-current affairs issues. That was the nature of the show. So I was more than happy to make that trade. And I guess some people it bothered, and some people seem to rally to it. But what are you going to do? If the internet has shown us anything, you can't please everybody nowadays.
Right. No, there is no pleasing, and my audience also no exception. But basically, it was a gig. I mean, as a DJ, I get that. It was a gig.
It was a great gig.
Yeah, great gig.
We were going out once a month, and or maybe twice some months, and selling 10,000 seats. It definitely was a 1+1=3 situation. Now, listen, I don't want to make it that bloodless.
Sure.
I had 5 minutes a week, and usually I'd say to Bill, you know, I don't want to talk about abortion all that. Can I talk about a robot flipping out in Tokyo? Or something? You know what I mean? I had the goofy thing. But just by the nature of being on the O'Reilly Factor, I noticed that the people who make the most, who damn you the most for being on the O'Reilly Factor, whenever they'd say that, I'd go, have you ever watched me on there? And they'd go, no, I wouldn't watch that show. And
right.
All right, so this is the conversation I'm having. I can't take it all that seriously. Like I said, everybody has an opinion now. Everybody, it's known on the internet. And like I said, if you're getting anywhere near the halfway point of pleasing people, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, used to be, she's not on HLN anymore, but I used to be the Southern Louisiana news correspondent for Nancy Grace. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure you can imagine that I got a lot of judges from that, but it was still, I don't know, it was still really cool.
It was a nice gig.
Yeah.
It's not like Nancy Grace calls and says, here's what I want you to say.
Right, no.
You know, you're hustling out there. I'm hustling out there. What do you do? Right?
Exactly.
I get a call from the number one talk show on cable. You know how big the O'Reilly factor was. And they said, once a week on Wednesdays, halfway through, we'd like you to do 5 minutes on funny stuff in the world. I said, sure. Now, along the way, if I slag Nancy Pelosi, guess what? I still don't like Nancy Pelosi.
So, right.
If that makes me a bad guy, I know a lot of bad guys, because I know a lot of people who are not fans of hers.
No, so do I. Eagle 98.1 is the rock station, and Unconventional Friday continues now with the second half of our interview with Dennis Miller, who's going to be performing next Saturday night at L'Auberge Baton Rouge, and we're going to be giving away some free tickets coming up a little bit later on in the show. Well, Dennis, your special fake news real jokes is hilarious, and really it is it's refreshing to see how comedy seems to always put a mirror in front of the face of current climate that makes you sit back and go, wow, these are some weird times that we're living in right now. We suck, kind of.
Well, you sound like a young woman. I'm 65, and I can tell you in my 65 years, and let's face facts, your first 10 years you're playing with army men or cowboys and Indians or watching football, so I didn't pay attention. But let's say half century. In the last half century, when I've been paying attention, it's never been more rancorous than it is right now. And I put a few things in there, but mostly, let's face facts, social media has become a place where people can go anonymously and express their dark side to other people or their hateful side. It used to be that the only time you had that is if you tinted your car windows, you could pick your nose and get away with it. Now, I view social media as a 24/7 picking of your nose, at least vernacularly speaking.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm very familiar with that myself. And I wanted just to give you a quick tip. You mentioned the Super Bowl, too. We're going to all get that out of our system. But any joke that you make regarding the New Orleans Saints no call is going to get big screams. That's our huge focus, is that none of us are watching the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Well, I think it's emblematic of the times we live in that literally you can see how quickly they move along. I think the NFL apologized to Peyton, but they didn't issue an official statement. They were in a lawsuit where they had to issue a statement, but they came out with no official statement. They've just moved along. Nothing to see here, folks. But the simple fact is the New Orleans Saints, and I like the Rams. I really like Jared Goff. I think he's cool like Baby Driver.
Sure.
But the Rams should not be in the Super Bowl this weekend. And I'm not doing that because that's just the nature of it. But you can see how quickly this country now reflexively apologizes for any sort of screw-up. We've become a country that rationalizes screwing up, where we used to become a country that honored people who didn't screw up. But now almost doing that makes you a one percenter. But all I know is that ref made a horrible call, and if they'd taken the 40 seconds in between plays and with the timeouts left, I think they would have been on probably the 2-yard line, less than an extra point, with around 10 to 20 seconds left, having one of the best, a kicker make a field goal. And even if they didn't, the other team had to go. It's the first time that it really has played out to the point where you're saying, well, the right team's not in there. And like I said, I like the Rams. They shouldn't be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, very well said. I'm going to definitely have to put a clap track right there, Dennis.
But you see how quickly people have moved on from that. Right away they say, let it go. It's on you. It's like anything in this culture now. You look at massive injustices, massive lack of common sense. You shake your head. You say something. They jump on you and say, you're uptight. Move on from it. And you say, how can you move on from it? Sean Payton and Drew Brees seem like as good of guys to me as Sean McVay and Jared Goff. And in many instances, they've been there longer. So the fact that they're not there this week and everybody's already put it behind them sort of blows my mind.
Yeah, and it's not anything that we're going to get over anytime soon, that's for sure, but infuriating for the reasons that you just mentioned. So, well, other than L'Auberge next Saturday night, Dennis Miller, what else do you have going on in 2019?
By the way, you know what will happen eventually is that referee will run for president on the Democratic side. that's how things are going now. At some point down the road, he'll say, well, the mean Republicans are after him, and he should jump in, throw his hat into the ring. What's up for 2019? Well, as I said earlier, I'm 65, and as I get older, guess what? I think my play is to look for less than more. I like to go on the road maybe twice a month because I like telling jokes in front of people. Sometimes I go out with a guy named Mark Stein, sometimes not. I do a podcast that I can tape out of my home. It's an hour twice a week. And quite frankly, it's the same stuff I used to pay a shrink $400 an hour to listen to. Now I get paid. I'd like to, later in the year, I'm going to go to India and China for the first time. I'm going to go to the Himalayas, not to climb. I'm not an idiot, just to look. And I want to start doing that stuff. My whole life from age, it seems, when did I start thinking about becoming a comedian? Mid-20s. 40 years, I've been thinking about, okay, what fluorescent lit room can I get in and write jokes to make money? And now I'm looking at it and saying, brother, you got to go time versus money here. You can start figuring out the time is your payment. So when you say, what do I got up for 2019? I am going to live the living hell out of Dennis Miller's life, God willing. And as far as work goes, less is more for me.
That is awesome. Well, I appreciate being on with me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. Happy Friday. And once again, I'm sorry I put it said Super Bowl weekend because you're right. Down there, it must be a weird one. If I were there, I wouldn't be watching it either. I'd be watching that puppy bowl.
Oh, no. We're doing parades for the Saints. We're having concerts for the Saints. And every bar in New Orleans is replaying the 2010 Super Bowl.
Well, listen, I have a suggestion if you want to do this for your radio show. You
okay.
The Saints ages ago. They were called, you know, the Aints. Everybody knows the Rough Heritage.
Oh, yeah.
Where they would wear the bag over the head. What they should do is come up with around 10,000 Roger Goodell masks. You know, just cheap cardboard masks. Put them under the bag. And in the parade, everybody should be pulling off their paper bag only to reveal that they still got another mask on, and it's Roger Goodell. Because he's the one who should hide his face right now.
That's good. You know what their throws are in the parade is yellow flags. I mean, it's just, it is the most. The most creative events are happening on Sunday. I'm not missing it. I'm driving down there just to be around it.
Well, listen, who more than the Big Easy knows how to do a parade?
Oh, right? Yeah, in a party, so, and spreading some hate.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, at some point, it used to be the old rubric. We got screwed. We're angry. Yeah. We'll move on from it when we want. We're going to hold our catharsis parade. So go get them, kiddo. And if you're around for the LaBerge, come on over and say hi. And I thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dennis. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. And get your tickets to see award-winning comedian Dennis Miller live at LaBerge in Baton Rouge, Saturday, February 9th. Tickets available on Ticketmaster, and it's reserved seating only, so hop on them now.